This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Number two, I'm pretty wound up right now. I played this clip last hour. I didn't play the second clip. I want to play the first clip again before Wayne Madsen joins us on Jeb Bush's connection to narcotics trafficking. That should probably be the headline. It's a strong headline, but it's not strong enough. Exclusive Jeb Bush linked to cartel money laundering while serving CIA, Wayne Madsen. The headline should probably be exclusive Jeb Bush linked to drug cartels. Exclusive Jeb Bush linked to drug cartels, money laundering. Because, I mean, that's really what it is. And then I'm just going to have the crew in there pull up El Paso Times, Chicago Tribune. You just type in head of drug cartel, work for CIA, or head of drug cartel, secretly work for government. And this came out 3 years ago in court, that the major heads go in and say, I actually work for the CIA. Here's my secret code name. And they shut down the prosecutions. When the DEA is going after the head of Sinaloa, the head of Los Zetas, I mean, it's a sick joke. And again, the entire CIA isn't even involved. It's compartmentalized groups at the top. The CIA, since it was the OSS, was doing narcotics trafficking and heroin into Europe to finance resistance groups against Hitler. There it is, Business Insider confirmed. DEA struck a deal with Mexico's most notorious drug cartel. And that's a Business Insider kind of whitewash article. You read the El Paso Times and others. We actually broke this 4 years before with former DEA agent Sully Castile and others on air, naming him and others. And that's what happens once your cover's blown as an operative, they then arrest you. That's like when Hal Turner got his cover blown as an FBI operative, they then indicted him. Why would you want to be an FBI operative or a CIA operative when they flush you down the toilet? And of course, they do that to scare everybody that works for the agencies. It's all just gangsterism. It's incredible. The Texas Attorney General dared stand up against him, so he's facing prison time now for not telling two people that he was invested in a company that he was telling them they ought to invest in at dinner and not paying a $1,000 filing fee. Because he quit being a commodities trader and a securities trader years before, but still kind of halfway did it. You know, it's like the Amish they tricked a couple years ago into selling their neighbor cheese. They had a year and a half sting, cost $1 million or more. It was over $1 million. I forget the exact number. And they just kept saying, sell me cheese, please. Sell. And they said, just have the cheese. And then after scores of times of giving him cheese, the Amish finally went, okay, you can pay me for the cheese. And then the government, well, the feds went and sold it across state lines. And after they sold him the cheese, they said, great. My cousin loves it so much, I'm going to sell it to him in the next state. The Amish didn't know what that meant. And then they SWAT teamed the Amish. There's video. We played it. Put their heads in the ground. That's for the jury, because if the government's putting your head in the ground, you must be bad. Get down, get down, get down to the Amish. No criminal record selling cheese. But again, it's all theater. Whole world is a stage. Each of us players upon it. I could bounce a check, and they would get me for wire fraud and come in here. That's what they did to Lennon LaRouche. And run in here with machine guns and aim it and then show that on the news. I must be bad because there's machine guns and I'm on the ground. Meanwhile, Warren Buffett's bank got caught laundering hundreds of billions of dollars, hundreds of billions in drug money, running the aircraft. But he's a nice old man with an ice cream cone and a photo. He owns Dairy Queen and 80% of the mobile home companies and everything to leech off everyone. It's okay. Warren Buffett's a nice old man. He sits on the eugenics board as a eugenicist with Bill Gates, but that's okay because he's liberal. And he's the biggest recipient of the banker bailout, your tax money. A big, fat, disgusting, degenerate gangster squatting on everyone.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation. He's written for some of the top newspapers in the country. He was an officer in the Navy in submarine warfare and signals. And then he was very high level in internal security, that is making sure there was no spying going on inside the National Security Agency. He has broken hundreds of international news stories. Wayne Madsen now works as a correspondent and will be at least once a month going on the road as part of investigative reports. And his articles that first appear at WayneMadsenReport.com appear daily at Infowars.com. The latest big breaking story is exclusive. Jeb Bush linked to drug cartels and money laundering. We're going to be going over that story with him and then other issues coming up. Some of those issues we're going to be discussing with Harry Dent joining us, formerly of Bain Capital, who predicted 6 months ago that by now China would have a plunging stock market and causing a depressionary spiral and would lower the yuan. It happened. And, of course, he's made a bunch of other predictions that come true. Probably of all our guests, and they're all right up there with about 97% accuracy rates. He's becoming probably the kingpin of accuracy. Sickeningly accurate. And I wish he wasn't that accurate, because this is not going to be fun. But we'll look at all the aspects and angles of the situation in China that affects everybody, obviously. Because we're all under the same fraudulent system. People go, oh, Greece isn't that big. Oh, Iceland's not that big. Oh, Ireland's not that big. Venezuela's not that big. It's all interconnected. And the U.S. has bigger debts overall, when you count them all, per capita than these countries do. So it is just a ticking time bomb. So that's coming up in the third hour. And we'll open the phones up for your questions for Mr. Dent. We're going to open the phones up the last 15 minutes of this hour for your questions or comments to Wayne Madsen on the history of government narcotics trafficking and more, or Jeb Bush or Hillary comments, whatever you'd like to discuss. We'll get his take on Donald Trump as well. And also, Europe in crisis. Everyone from Putin to ordinary savers is stockpiling gold. And gold's going up, obviously. London Telegraph. We're going to tie it into departing U.S. Army chief says Iraq may have to be partitioned. The plan that Wesley Clark and others have exposed a decade ago is to break Syria in three parts and is to break Iraq in three parts, and to give Saudi Arabia a piece of each one of them that they will then put together in the west of Iraq, west central area, into the east of Syria, and make their new Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, ISIS wonderland. And the public thinks we're so dumb, they have people like Jeb Bush out 2 days ago. In fact, I never played this. Let's get that queued up for Wayne later. He goes on CNN and says, yeah, we need to take out Assad, because that's how we defeat ISIS, when Assad's battling ISIS. I mean, this is just total geopolitical illiteracy by the public is what allows this. This is crazy town. It's like saying the Washington Redskins are the Dallas Cowboys with a straight face. It's like when Bush said that Iran was supporting Al-Qaeda and that Al-Qaeda was Shiite with the then president of Afghanistan, Mohammad Karzai. And Karzai said, Your Excellency, I apologize for questioning you, but no, it's not the same group. Knowing to his public, that was just ridiculous. It's like saying Oliver Cromwell was Catholic. It's just ridiculous. So I'm going to get Wayne's take on that as well. Briefly, one of our top-selling products, and we've only had one run, the reviews are five-star at InfoWarsLife.com from third-party rating agencies that are the highest accredited. You can link through and read the reviews. Highly vetted, a very limited supply, because we didn't get the full shipment in. It'll be another 2-3 weeks, of new InfoWars Life Brain Force formula is now available at InfoWarsLife.com. And the great part is it funds the operation as well. Quite frankly, people have been freaking out about this product. Last month, we sold out of it in just 4 days, and we're expected to do it again this week. Brain Force uses known brain activation ingredients like Yura Mate extract, Alpha GPC, Bacopa herbal extract, and many others. Even after our first limited run, Brain Force received over 100 five-star reviews on InfoWarsLife.com. These reviews are certified by our third-party review system called Power Reviews that works with thousands of top companies. Here's just a couple of the reviews. And I want to just get to one, because I want to get to Wayne Madsen for the balance of the hour. This is from Once Was Lost, Longmont, Colorado. This is an amazing product. My wife and I both take it every day, and we have been killing it at work. We are parents of three young children, so am I. And when the work day ends, the real work begins, and the Brain Force is helping keep focus until they are in bed. I love it. Thank you so much for your support. To Once Was Lost from Longmont, Colorado. And Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality are back in stock. Just known power herbs, organic, cold pressed from raw herbs, not dry herbs, concentrated to a super thick syrup that blows away the competition, libido, stamina, energy, skin health. I mean, what it's done for me is amazing. X2 Survival Shield Nation Iodine is back in stock. InfoWarsLife.com. And here's the great part about it. We can be supported by the books, the videos, the non-GMO seeds, the shortwave radios, the thousands of products It's been thousands over the years. There's over 500 currently at InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com that are high quality, that are win-win. And so we're independent. We do have some sponsorship. We're about 65-70% funded in-house now with more than 15 reporters and correspondents that are paid. With other correspondents that were able to pay for their travel and expenses, with more than 10 riders, with just we're building a true independent operation. And I'm just the firebrand rallying the troops and giving analysis. And that's why it's so important to shop with the good guys. And when you do at InfoWarsStore.com, it makes it all possible. We've got 10% off right now on all the water filtration systems at InfoWarsStore.com. And now we're going to shift gears back into the interview with Wayne Madsen. So Wayne Madsen of WayneMadsenReport.com joins us, also a correspondent for InfoWars.com, and he has the exclusive article, Jeb Bush Linked to Drug Cartels, Money Laundering, and the CIA. Well, yeah, his dad used to head up the CIA. And I'm going to put on screen El Paso Times, Business Insider, Chicago Tribune, when it turned out that the Los Zetas and Sinaloa drug cartel heads were really CIA agents, pled that in court, and were released in the last 4 years. So this has come out that Wachovia and Wells Fargo, that's Warren Buffett, were caught laundering $378 billion in drug money, again, 4 years ago, and got a $111 million fine. They even owned and ran the aircraft with the drugs, and then those were connected to torture flights and rendition. Now, again, a lot of people say that he's a Nazi, they're a Nazi. With the Bushes, and I made a film about this 15 years ago, but it's now in the London Guardian. The Bushes, Prescott Bush, who was before, you know, Bush 41, he was the top Nazi agent in the U.S. at Brown Brother Harriman. And that's why they're so secretly rich, is that when the Nazi wealth collapsed, a lot of it was hidden in the U.S. and in Latin America. And you know who got the Nazi gold? These guys are some of the richest people in the world, by the way. And so, I mean, I guess it pays. But whatever. Hitler was on the cover of Time magazine. He's a great guy in 1938. I'm not just demonizing the Bushes out of hand. I mean, they thought they were on the winning team. But we'll digress into that with Wayne Madsen. He's an expert on that subject as well. But Wayne, thank you for joining us. We're going to skip this network break to give you more time here coming up in a few minutes. You're breaking so much big news. I want to fly you on the campaign trail if you want, but I know you're in Florida part of the time to track Bush to really dig into this, but great job. Suss out for people exactly the connections you were able to document.
Well, I discovered, and you know, a lot of this isn't new about the Bushes and their connection to the CIA and the drug trafficking and money laundering. Gary Webb pioneered on this topic back in the 1980s, as did Bob Parry. But I discovered in the CIA archives a very interesting letter written on Texas Commerce Bank letterhead, 1977, from J.E. Bush. That's Jeb Bush. You know, Jeb isn't his name. That's an acronym. His name is John Ellis Bush. Anyway, it was written on Texas Commerce Bank letterhead. That's the bank that belongs to the James Baker family. To Robert Gambino, the director of security for the CIA, thanking him for his indoctrination, security indoctrination given to Jeb Bush in 1977 before he took off for 2 years to be the vice president, excuse me, of Texas Commerce Bank in Caracas, Venezuela. When he was in Venezuela, of course, what was he doing there? Of course, he had connections. He made connections that would be very fortuitous for the future with the Cali and Medellin drug cartels in neighboring Colombia and anti-Castro Cubans who were operating out of Venezuela. So when he leaves Caracas with his Mexican wife and moves to Florida to join his dad's 1980 presidential campaign, which was then against Ronald Reagan. Reagan reluctantly picked this guy, George H.W. Bush, as his vice presidential running mate at the 11th hour. All bets were, and Reagan wanted Gerald Ford to actually be his running mate. I think Reagan knew about the dirty business involving the Bushes, but Bush was forced on Reagan's ticket by the money people out of New York, and including William Casey, who later became the CIA director, And so Jeb Bush, after his dad becomes vice president, is meeting with all these Florida-based bankers, CIA assets. He's responsible or involved with a lot of the savings and loan collapses in Florida and elsewhere. Of course, that's how the CIA got a lot of its operating money, its slush fund money from these made to fail.
And then we know from Terry Reid, the CIA pilot, who we can't get in touch with these days, he's been on many times, who wrote the book Compromise Clinton, Bush, and the CIA. He was there at MENA years later in the 80s watching all these famous Republicans and Democrats going and coming at the airport, and he looks in the C-130s and they're just full of cocaine.
Yeah, that's true. And you know, one of the pilots who was in and out of MENA was Phil Marshall, the guy who they said killed himself and his two kids and the family dog out in California a couple of years ago. I flew out there to investigate that. If that was suicide, I'm the Queen of England.
Why do you think they killed him? Because he might have been involved in that, or because he was a 9/11 truther investigating?
Probably they feared the fact that he knew about the CIA and all their operations from the time of MENA and the 1980s, that he, and being a pilot for 757 and 767, he was a great threat to expose the 9/11 incident. That's why they had to get rid of him. This guy was, I guess you could call him a man for all seasons when it came to exposing not only the CIA.
And didn't he have a book was about to come out? I mean, why would he? Just like Gary Webb.
He had written three books, one a novel about his time flying people like Barry Seal around with the CIA, and the two others on questioning the 9/11 official story. He was working on yet a third book about the 9/11, but the hard disk disappeared from his home after death, and we don't know what became of that. The last I heard, it was in the computer lab of the Justice Department of the state of California in Sacramento.
Sure. Well, from my research, even pilots that play ball and think they're safe living in Hawaii or whatever, they end up just, by the time you get old, they just drop by your house, poison you, or kill you. Why would anybody want to work in these dirty operations knowing it's a death sentence?
Well, I think if you talk to a lot of these people that originally worked for the CIA, I think it was the excitement of flying for companies like Air America in Laos, flying down to Nicaragua and Colombia. But then again, these guys soon found out in some cases they were transporting illegal narcotics, whether it was heroin out of the Golden Triangle in Southeast Asia or cocaine out of Colombia.
And by the way, if you're a new listener, they had the Solicitor General for the CIA admit all this in 97 in hearings that you covered. We're talking about things that are admitted, and then still mainstream media will call us conspiracy theorists, you know, for saying that Washington's on the Potomac. I mean, we're talking about admitted facts here. You've just ferreted out more connections with a Jebby boy, who isn't he really George Herbert Walker's favorite?
Yeah, and he's probably the most sinister of the lot. I mean, George W. Bush was bad, but he was kind of an ignoramus when it came to what's going on around him. That's not the case with Jeb. Jeb fully knows what's going on. He's not a dummy, but he's extremely corrupt. So when you look at the period of time before he became governor of Florida, he's involved in all kinds of skanky real estate deals with known drug smugglers out
of
Miami.
He's involved with African dictators, too. I mean, this guy's busy bee.
Yeah. Oh, Nigerian scams. Most of us laugh when we get those emails from Nigeria. Jeb Bush was actually involved in it with some of these gangsters in Nigeria on a water with a water company he was involved with. So the guy is absolutely corrupt. But he keeps that Bush mystique going. This is a crime family, and what Jeb Bush did is he basically extended the Bush crime family's operations from Houston and Dallas to Miami, and Florida became one like Texas was and still is, I believe, Bush criminal operating ground. He added Florida to the mix. So this is Jeb Bush's real legacy. He was obviously a non-official cover CIA agent in Caracas. Gambino, who gave him his in-briefing, later joined the Bush-Reagan campaign in 1980, and Bush rewarded him with being the head of the Selective Service System when Bush became president in 1989. So here we have just another example of this Bush, what I call the Bush crime family in action. And the mere fact that Jeb is on that stage debating other Republican candidates for the nomination just shows the hubris of this Bush family when it comes to their role in America.
It's obscene. I mean, I forget, it was a senator said that the presidency's not a crown to be passed between two families. Let's shift gears out of your article that details this at InfoWars.com. We'll get more into it in the next segment. And look at Hillary and her emails. I mean, even if the Justice Department is controlled by them, it's bold that the FBI raided these, or is that to keep them from Congress? And what's the inside intel, because you're up there on the Hill every week or so, on what's going to happen to Hillary? Are they planning to put her in or Jeb? And we know it's those two. We know her campaign manager went to Bilderberg. No other political manager was there. We think Jeb might have been. He was in Austria at the time, but we couldn't confirm it. So maybe Jeb and Hillary were both there, at least her manager. But it's admitted her manager was there. And so where is all that going, and what's the poop on Trump?
Well, I still believe that Hillary and Jeb are the odds-on favorite to wrest the nominations of both the respective parties, because the money is currently with them. Now, that may be changing a little bit. I know there's some elders in the Republican Party that are looking at John Kasich, who did very well in a debate and is probably the more electable of all of them on the Republican side. But $2 billion potentially in Hillary's war chest, $2 billion potentially in Jeb's war chest. This is going to be a $4 billion general election. I'm not even counting the primary here. It's an obscene amount of money that's going to be spent on getting control of the Oval Office. As far as Donald Trump is concerned, I mean, everybody I talk to, Democrats and Republicans, are just sitting back and laughing at the fact he's actually, in his own way, making a mockery of a system that should be made a mockery of. He said he owned half of the people on the stage during the last debate in Cleveland. He's absolutely correct. I look at Donald Trump, really, he's kind of a billionaire version of Archie Bunker. What he's saying is catching on across the country. Just like back in 1972, there were these Archie Bunker for President bumper stickers and buttons popped up all over the country because people related to this fictional character played by Carol O'Connor on All in the Family. But I think, once again, Trump, we know you need money to run as an insurgent candidate, whether it's in one of the two major parties or as an independent. Ross Perot showed that in 1992. I think we're in one of these election cycles where a Trump is able to catch on because people are sick and tired of the system.
Well, sure, they're sick of the mealy mouth double talk, and that's why he's so refreshing. But separately from that, we know he's big buddies with the Clintons and the Bushes. He's talking about a third-party run. I see him as a third-party run, obviously hurting Jeb a lot more. The question is, in the Clinton-Bush crime family, where they call each other family, where, you know, Barbara calls him son, Bush calls him brother. I mean, it's just really sick. They've got foundations they money launder out of, where they keep half the donations for their private jets. I mean, really a sick group of freaks here. Republicans love them because they're anti-gun, pro-abortion. I guess they love it. That's our so-called Republican leadership. But there's got to be something going on there. Do you think he's just doing this for himself and attention, or do you think he's working for Hillary?
Oh, I think, you got to look, when you look at Trump, you got to look at the ego. Trump has a huge, overly inflated ego. I think he's doing it for himself. Look, whether he's the nominee or not, and I don't think in the end he's going to be the nominee because, we know what the Bush family is capable of, even against a powerful and wealthy guy like Trump. Remember, Ross Perot dropped out of that 1992 race, which really killed him. He was running around 33% at one time. He was actually ahead of Clinton and George H.W. Bush in the polls because he cited the Bush campaign was trying to hurt his daughter's wedding by putting lesbians in there. That was true. The Bushes were up to that.
Well, let's talk about the dirty tricks they did against Perot to understand what's happening now. And he finally came out and said they're threatening to kill my family. He said, I'm done. America wants this. Fine, I'm out of here. And, of course, we know Perot's hooked in with the CIA big time, like antlers on a deer. I mean, it's redonkulous. We'll be back with Wayne Madsen.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
So let's be clear. The ideology of the Bushes and of the Clintons is the same ideology of Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, Ted Turner, the Queen of England, her husband, Prince Philip, her son, Prince Charles, Queen Beatrix of the Netherlands, her son, now the king. Go research any of these people. The Rothschilds, randomly. Just go research them, and they're funding eugenics. They're funding banning single-parent homes. They're funding abortion. They're funding open borders. They're funding taking your guns. They're funding not letting you have GMO labeling. They're involved with big banks laundering drugs and money, weapons deals. I don't care if it's Prince Bernhard or Prince Philip, any of them. I've investigated them all. I look at hundreds of news articles every day for 20-plus years. and their quotes, and you'll see ABC News. At the Rockefeller Institute, royalty and others with the Rockefellers met secretly, and Oprah Winfrey was there to discuss overpopulation and world government. And it was even in the London Guardian, secret world government meeting. I mean, this stuff is crazy. And then they ship drugs in, and they have Hollywood movies act like there's money and sex and it's cool and don't use drugs, kids. It's the DARE program. They don't even tell the cops that are doing it that it doubles and triples drug use in kids. Don't use it. Here's the crack pipe. Here's the marijuana. Of course, in the school I went to in Rockwall, the cops involved in the anti-drug programs were then out dealing drugs. Most departments aren't like that, but it even gets that corrupt. You know, where the cops own the topless bars and run the whores and everything else. And then the public, Amnesty International came out and said legalize prostitution yesterday, and I agree with that. And it's not that I agree with prostitution overall. It's that making it illegal is done so the mafia and government can control it and keep it hidden to oppress women and others. All the major studies show you decriminalize drugs, you decriminalize the sex trade, it doesn't let the system sit there and then control it. It makes drug use, prostitution, all of it actually goes down when you legalize it. Portugal made narcotics legal. What was it, 15 years ago? And they've seen more than a half drop in crime. Yeah, people are out robbing to get their drug fix. You know, I'm ranting. We got Wayne Madsen, WayneMadsenReport.com, joining us. I'm going to give the toll-free number out for your quick question or comment to Wayne Madsen. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Wayne Madsen, investigative journalist for InfoWars.com. I've been bringing up a lot of the questions, a lot of the points here. I want to get more into what you see happening with the attacks on Assad, saying take out Assad so that we'll stop ISIS. I mean, that's crazy. I want to get into what's happening with China and the economy, but I know you're always working on a bunch of big stories. So you got the floor for the next 10 minutes or so. What's on Wayne Madsen's radar?
Well, while everybody was focused, Alex, on this debate in Cleveland between the Republican, kiddie table team that went on at happy hour and the adult team that went on later, I was in Chicago investigating the presidential election, not of 2016, but of 2020. And the word is that Rahm Emanuel, the current mayor of Chicago, who just won re-election against Choi Garcia, who actually almost beat him in the first election, and then he was forced into a runoff. He kept Rahm under 50%, forcing Rahm into a runoff. That Rahm Emanuel is building up a political war chest to run for president in 2020. And also, it's quite apparent why former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich received an unbelievable 14-year sentence in federal prison for allegedly trying to sell Obama's Senate seat. The reason for that is that if Blagojevich, who actually the appeals court just shaved or took five counts off of his conviction, five charges were dropped, yet the judge, James Zagel, refuses to reduce Blagojevich's sentence. This 14-year sentence is crazy when you look at this supposed crime. But this is the idea behind it. The 14 years would, of course, cover Obama's 8 years in the presidency, in addition to Rahm Emanuel's 8 years as mayor of Chicago. And if Rahm Emanuel is elected president in 2020, the first 4 years of the Rahm Emanuel presidency, Rod Blagojevich isn't due to be released until the year 2025. That's because if he's released, we know he likes to talk. Part of the reasons he got himself in trouble. He's already, I understand, in prison. He's working at the prison library. He's connecting all the dots on who did this to him and other politicians, especially in Illinois and Chicago. And if he's out, he's going to start squawking about Emanuel. Now, let me tell you where Emanuel's money's coming from. This was a bit of a surprise to me. I was talking to traders who work at the Chicago Board of Trade who spoke to me anonymously because, let's face it, Emanuel's running a thugocracy in Chicago. He makes Al Capone look like the fairy godmother. Where Obama's getting his money from, Ari Emanuel, his super agent Hollywood brother, who is just as nasty and foul-mouthed as Rahm, invested up to $15 million in this rideshare company called Uber. And the Chicago cabbies hate it because they spend as much as $425,000 for a cab medallion, and Uber is basically rendering that worthless. And David Plouffe, who was the architect of Obama's two presidential wins in 08 and 12, is the chief strategist for Uber. So we see what's happening. Uber is they hope to make at least Ari Emanuel hopes to make at least $1 billion on this. It's estimated it might make much more than that. But a lot of this money is going into the Rahm Emanuel coffers for his 2020 presidential campaign. And I think that should be worrisome to all of us because Emanuel has basically screwed over the Chicago public school teachers. He's trying to kill off public education in the city of Chicago. He's destroyed the Daily Machine single-handedly, something that no other politician was able to do. And one can argue about machines, but the Daily Machine, I believe, was more of a benevolent machine than the malevolent political machine that Emanuel's running in Chicago, which is only benefiting the upper 1%, those who live on the North Shore, those who are making money from the introduction of casinos in Chicago, something that Blagojevich was opposed to. And, who are Emanuel's buddies? Well, it's the Pritzker family. Penny Pritzker is Obama's Commerce Secretary. The Zell family. Zell used to own the Chicago Tribune, which we should remember once employed David Axelrod as one of its reporters, and the Crown family, which is another one of these wealthy Chicago oligarchs. This is what is being planned in Chicago, and unfortunately, the rest of the country isn't hearing about this because the good old days of the muckraking journalists like Mike Royko, who worked for the Sun-Times and the Chicago Tribune, and Herb Kupcinet, and even the non-movie critic commentary of Gene Siskel and Roger Ebert, it's all long gone in Chicago. The number one investigator for Chicago WBBM CBS2, her name is Pam Zekman. Well, she was once married to James Zagel, the trial judge who put Blagojevich away for 14 years. So herein we see the nice little circle of friends that are basically helping Emanuel seize control of the Oval Office in 2020.
Why did they go after Blagojevich overall? I mean, didn't he come out of the same Axelrod nest and they just basically saw him as a rival and he knew where the bodies were buried?
Well, he came out of the machine politics of Chicago, but his wife Patty, her father, his name he was like a 32-year alderman in Chicago. He was a member of the Daily Machine originally, but the Blagojevich Mel dynasty broke with the Emanuel Axelrod crowd. And Blagojevich, of course, was trying to ensure that the person who got Obama's Senate seat was somebody more to Blagojevich's liking and not, at one time they wanted Valerie Jarrett to get that seat. That's the Obama people did.
I want to go to some phone calls. Shifting gears into geopolitical activities, I see a lot of admissions in the press that the West is launching yet another color revolution attempt to overthrow Russia like they've done Ukraine. We see the China situation dropping their yuan. threats between the West and China there. We see stock markets in trouble. What's your take on that?
Well, it's always been the ultimate intention of these color revolution fanatics, these neocons, who overthrew two governments in Ukraine in 2004 with the Orange Revolution, and again with the most recent overthrow of the Yanukovych government last year. They've done it in Georgia, the Republic of Georgia. They've done it. They tried to do it in Macedonia. They succeeded partially there. Victoria Nuland, this is her thing. She's the Assistant Secretary of State for European and Eurasian Affairs. She works hand in glove with a lot of these neocon ambassadors in these countries to foment these revolutions. But the ultimate goal, whether you're talking, you can talk about Ukraine and Moldova and Kyrgyzstan, the ultimate goal is Russia and China. That's the PNAC crowd's wet dream when it comes to these color revolutions. They will end on the streets of Moscow and Beijing if they have their way. And they don't care whether they cause World War III to happen in the process or not. Because one thing we know about the neocons, these are ruthless people who do not worry about the consequences of their actions. I present Iraq and Syria and the rise of ISIL as an example.
Sure. What do you make of Jeb Bush, because that's a segue into this, blaming Obama and the Clintons for Iraq? I mean, of course, Obama and the Clintons are all part of it. They're guilty like he is, but that's just asinine.
Well, he wants you to conveniently have amnesia when it comes to recent history. I mean, there's a reason he uses Jeb as his campaign slogan. He doesn't put Bush on those buttons and those stickers because he don't want people to remember Bush. So it's basically he's an acronym followed by an exclamation.
Sure, he's inverting reality again, just like he says, take out Assad to defeat ISIS. When Assad's battling ISIS, let's play a clip of Jeb Bush.
We and our partners should declare a no-fly zone in Syria and then work to expand that zone to prevent more crimes by the regime. Enforce that no-fly zone, and we'll stop the regime's bombing raids that kill helpless citizens. It could also help stop Iranian flights from resupplying the regime and Hezbollah and other bad actors. A no-fly zone is a critical strategic step to cut off Assad, counter Iranian influence, keep the pressure on for a settlement, and prevent more needless death in a country that has seen so much of it. When we talk about no-fly zones in Syria, precision airstrikes in Iraq, or any projection of military power to meet or deter threats, all of this assumes that such power is there when we need it. Yet here as well, the short-sightedness of the present administration will leave a cost. We're in the seventh year of a significant dismantling of our own military, in almost inverse proportion to the threats that are multiplying.
I mean, Obama's following a pure neocon strategy. It's so clear. And they're breaking Iraq in three pieces. It's a bipartisan plan. And then he sits up here and acts like Assad started it all when the ally of the Bushes, Saudi Arabia, quarterbacked this whole fiasco. I mean, it's just incredible. He's so creepy. I mean, he's so creepy and disingenuous and obviously a dirtbag. Wayne Madsen.
Well, Jeb's pretty good at reading talking points from the American Enterprise Institute and the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, both notorious neocon think tanks. Look, he talks about the regime. The regime we should be putting pressure on is the regime in Turkey, which is now pummeling Kurdish positions in Turkey and Iraq. The Kurds are fighting against ISIL. Assad is fighting against ISIL. Iranian forces are fighting against ISIL. I'll give President Obama this. At least his opening to Iran with the nuclear deal, he recognizes the fact if we're to suppress and defeat ISIL, we need Iran's cooperation. We have it now, but he wants to, I think, pretty much formalize it. And of course, he's got people in the Senate in his own party. For example, Charles Schumer, who's acting as Brutus with Julius Caesar in the forum, sticking a knife in President Obama's back.
Sure. My view is it's all theater, and they're going to double-cross Iran, and Iran's out of control as well. I mean, the whole situation is just insane. But now Obama's saying he's going to bomb the Syrians when they attack the good rebels. We know there's really no good rebels. Wayne, we're going to come back with two short segments and take phone calls with you. Wayne Madsen, WayneMadsenReport.com. And we'll also talk to you off air about some of the future trips you're going to be on for InfoWars out there reporting around the U.S. and the world for us. We'll be back after this quick break. Briefly, InfoWars.com is viewer and listener supported. We don't get up here like NPR that gets $400 million a year from taxpayers and then beg for money. We just sell, or MSNBC that gets stimulus money, billions of it, to give Rachel Maddow raises. We simply have high-quality water filters that cut out the glyphosates and fluoride, the very best, lowest price, 10% off promo code WATER at checkout at InfoWarsStore.com. And we have amazing brain boosters like Brain Force that has two compounds that are key elements of the brain that are prescription in Europe of the 10 ingredients. You've heard the rave reviews. Go read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com. Brain Force is back in supply. Super Male Vitality is back in supply at InfoWarsLife.com. Read the reviews there. It's simply, again, a whole bunch of concentrated, known herbs and compounds to boost your normal vitality. I've lost so much weight, so much more stamina, so much more aggressive. I guess I am a jerk sometimes. Libido off the chart. I'm Peter Cottontail. I'm here to tell you. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And when you purchase these products, it helps me have a bigger platform to savagely, fearlessly attack the globalists.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings. It's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's AlkaVision.com.
From
his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Sergey Lavrov, the super smart, super dangerous Russian foreign minister, has come out and cursed the Saudis, calls them imbeciles. Translators say he called them expletive imbeciles. I mean, the Russians are really heating up right now because they're completely surrounded, being attacked. Again, I'm not lionizing them, but it's a war crime to start wars with them when they're not expansionist. It's just not in America's interest. This is not an American empire the neocons and the Obamaoids are building. It's a globalist bankster system that's parasitic. Now, we've got this short segment and the next to take calls for Wayne Madsen, and he's leaving us, and Mr. Dent's joining us in an in-depth analysis of the economy and where he says this is going next. But it goes from probability to a serious probability of something bigger than 2008 and potentially way worse. So that's coming up in the next hour on your calls. Mike in Louisiana, thanks for calling. You're on the air with investigative journalist Wayne Madsen.
Yes, good day, good day. Hi, Wayne. Nice to speak to you again. This is Mike in New Orleans. I want to ask you this about, you say that if it gets to a Bush-Clinton election, for one, I think there's a better chance we're going to have a revolution in this country before we see an election. We have an economic collapse coming. I can see riots, martial law, a breakup of this country.
That's why they're going to cause a race war to claim the collapse was that. But I agree with you. They got some nasty stuff stirred up. Wayne?
Oh, I you know, if people are looking at yet another Bush versus Clinton election in 2016, I mean, it's like a pressure cooker. When does it go off? When does it reach that point where people have had enough?
They're so arrogant. This is so obviously fixed. People quit watching heavyweight boxing because Don King runs it.
Right. I mean, the whole thing is a charade. The one thing about Fox's so-called debate, that was more like a reality television show. That wasn't a debate. If we had real debates, let them bring back the League of Women Voters that used to basically moderate those debates. Not somebody like Megyn Kelly, who's now in some sort of big fight with Donald Trump. It's like,
oh, yeah, she's all tarting around. I'm so sick of it.
Yes, I mean, it's like Celebrity Apprentice. You know, he said, she said this, he said that. That business has no place in our political system. But you know, Fox. Saw a record audience for that, and they'll continue to basically tarnish our political system with foolish so-called debates.
Well, they're dumbing it down into bread and circuses by design. This has been done before. Steven in Florida, you got a question or comment. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon. Okay, two quick questions. Wayne, first of all, you had done a bombshell article for InfoWars several years ago showing the deep ties Obama has with the CIA through his parents and grandparents. And Alex had put out a documentary after Obama got in showing that there was ties between Bush and Kerry through Hugh Hefner up there in Chicago, being blood brothers. So, first of all, is there ties? I've read stuff where Obama is actually related to the Bushes.
Yeah, we know Obama is closely related to Dick Cheney. Are there any relations between Obama and the Bushes?
Not that I'm aware of. Look, both Jeb and Obama, as I've reported, worked as assets at the very least for the CIA. But just because somebody works for the CIA or any of the other intelligence agencies doesn't mean that they're totally useless. I think Obama, in his opening to Iran, is like Nixon going to China. Nixon had ties with the CIA also.
That's right. And if you're a new listener, we just pulled up The Guardian, Bush and Obama cousins. We're not making this stuff up. I mean, when we say Prince Charles is the heir of Count Dracula, we're not making it up. I mean, truth is stranger than fiction. The more I learn, the more I realize that is the greatest cliche. It's totally true. Third hour coming up. 5 more minutes with Wayne Madsen. Then Mr. Dent.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogens like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure, 99.99 ultra-pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.